Hello everyone, welcome to the Bearded Mystic Podcast and I'm your host Rahul N. Singh. Thank you for joining today and for taking the time to either watch or listen to this podcast. So today I am going to be talking about spiritual bypassing. Now this is a very important topic in my opinion because it allows us to go into how to be spiritually mindful about how we deal with our day-to-day life. Now, this spiritual bypassing term was coined by a Buddhist scholar. And what it really means that is we bypass our reality behind spiritual concepts. So we will look into some of those concepts that we hide behind instead of dealing with what reality is really showing us. And what impact some of the wellness circle is having upon our day-to-day interaction with our spiritual life. The first question we've got to ask ourselves is, well, why do spiritual seekers hide behind concepts like grace, karma, or even God to avoid conflict or positive thinking? And this is something we have to think about. How many times have we blamed something on, or we've, instead of dealing with a situation which may be emotionally taxing, and instead of looking into our emotions, into our thoughts, and analysing it, introspecting on it, inquiring onto it, how many times have we said, well, this is my karma, or, well, this is what God wanted, this is God's will. Or it's because of grace I got there, or it's because of grace this thing happened to me. Now, in reality, it may be that those things are affecting us. It may be on the transactional level, that's true. However, does that imply that we've thought about what's happened? Does that imply that we've looked at reality as it is? Is it true that we've looked at a problem that is giving us suffering properly? This is something we have to really think about, really digest, and really fully comprehend. You see, spirituality isn't about escaping life. It's about really, it's like indulging in life, actually, which is quite surprising that I'm saying this. And I say it's indulging in the aspect of understanding what reality is showing us, not necessarily telling us to escape life. Okay, if you have a problem, well, I've got to be positive. Well, what if the problem is trying to show you internally there's some negative blockage there? There's a negative thought that needs to come out that you need to really analyze. What if that is something we need to be doing, but instead we're thinking, I've got to be positive. Or this is my karma, that's why I'm not, you know, that it had to happen. Well, actually, why did it happen? What actions did we have? What were our intentions? What was our thoughts that caused that to happen? And if we do not like to go to that suffering again, or that pain, or that conflict, then what do I need to do to stop it from happening again? So spiritual bypassing is something we do often. I do it. I have done it in the past. I think I still do it. And it's something that I do want to transcend because I do feel it actually hinders spiritual progress and very deeply. We think that by doing things like this, we're becoming more spiritual, but actually it's really harming our spiritual journey, our spiritual growth. If we really want to attain enlightenment, then does enlightenment mean that we avoid all painful circumstances or painful situations? Does enlightenment mean that harmful thoughts do not appear? Does enlightenment mean that anger doesn't appear? Or greed doesn't appear? Or our deep desires don't appear? I think they all do, but that's the key. When we look at things in reality, in the present moment, we will see that those desires are an appearance. So therefore, I'm not going to attach myself to it. I'm not saying whether it's a good desire or a bad desire. I'm just observing it. I'm just watching it. I'm taking a step back and being mindful. This is what it means to be without spiritual bypassing. Until we start looking into this, we will never have that true growth that we're looking for. Sometimes we feel, don't we, that we're on the journey and we've come to a point where we just can't go forward. There seems to be something blocking it. And I've done this recently by analysing my own journey. I've taken a look back and said, well, actually, I bypassed this situation behind a spiritual concept. I didn't deal with this pain and hid behind something else. For example, this coronavirus pandemic. How many of us have hidden behind the saying, oh, well, this was God's plan. Maybe God wanted this to happen. Maybe we did something wrong and we're being punished. Well, that's fine. But are our actions today helping us get over the pandemic, or are our actions creating more havoc during the pandemic? And this is something particularly within the wellness circles, because we've had a lot of people in the wellness industry deny that COVID even exists, and, you know, being anti-vax and all that. But all that is not actually dealing with the reality. We're not being grounded. And instead of dealing, you know, we can say, well, this is my body, I create my own reality. Well, actually, nobody creates their own reality. Reality stands as it is on its own. It does not need our approval or our desire to even say, to agree with it. Reality will be as it is. It is immovable, it is still, it is static, and yet moves at the same time, but it's still still. It's really hard to grasp reality, and it's hard to word it, but I'm attempting to. And that's why, even in this pandemic, we have seen differing responses in the spiritual circles. And in my opinion, that's spiritual bypassing. And anyone that denies reality on what's happening needs to take a look into their spiritual journey a little bit deeper. But let's not digress, let's carry on forward. What we also need to embrace is that we've made certain choices, and certain choices have led to a certain consequence. Now, it may not be the consequence that we desire, and I may have mentioned this before, but I want to emphasize this point, that by saying it's our karma that this has happened is not dealing with the situation. Or saying, well, I'm going to go and meditate instead of dealing with the problem that I have at home. I've had an argument with my partner or with a loved one, or I've had a bad day at work, I'm just going to go and meditate, instead of actually looking into what disturbed me, what caused that anger, and how can I not get angry in this situation? How can anger appear and I not react to that anger or concede to that anger? How can I do that? And that's really important. And that's really important to do if we are going to avoid spiritual bypassing and if we really want true growth. So, you know, sometimes we look at people who are, you know, over the top positive, and they're like, you know, YOLO, you know, you only live once, just do this, don't worry about it. Or, you know, you're going through a problem and they turn around and say, well, actually, there's this good thing. And I've done this a lot. But say someone's grieving over a death. Do you think by telling them that everything's going to be okay, is going to help them right now in that situation? While they're there in that situation, in that present moment that they're in, are they going to be liking what you're saying? Or even if you say, oh, well, you know, everyone has to die one day. Those things that are said are pretty painful to the person who has lost someone. The best we can do in those circumstances when we find that someone has lost someone is share with their pain, just be with them. It's very simple. Or sometimes people say, but they're no longer suffering now, they're in a better place. Well, for the person who's lost someone, their better place was with that person that they've just lost. And that doesn't help them. That doesn't help their suffering right now. And with spirituality, we need to have some basic things like compassion and empathy. I'll tell you a personal experience. When my brother passed away, and he passed away relatively at a young age, and I remember, you know, people come round to the house to offer their condolences. And one person said, you know, if you cry, and I think at that time I was in tears, or tears were just, you know, rolling down my cheeks. And someone said, with the best intentions, I don't think they meant any harm at all, but they said, if you're crying, that's going to, the soul of the person who's departed is going to be, you know, pulled towards you. They're going to be kept onto this earth. They're not going to be able to move on. And there was another person who was sitting nearby. When I was crying, you know, they put their hand on my back and, you know, and was just there with me. And that, I felt, was more helpful than the person who, with the best intentions, was trying to guide me to be more stronger. And then I remember my own spiritual teacher during that time had written a message and said, I can relate to the pain that you're going through. And that meant so much to me, because pain is normal. Pain is a part of the human life. Grieving is a part of the human life. This is something we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So instead of running away from those problems or those situations, we have to deal with our pain. When I lost my brother, I felt the pain. Yes, I knew the reality of where my brother is or what happens to life, and I understood that. But I still lost someone. I still felt the pain of losing someone that I grew up with. So this is the thing about spiritual bypassing, is you cannot allow your pain or your suffering to be repressed, because it will come out one day, maybe through means which we will not like, and through ways which may not be beneficial for us, or, you know, for people around us. So we have to be really alert and aware that we deal with reality as it is. If reality is showing us pain, it will also show us happiness. But there is a time for pain and there is a time for happiness. And there is a time for dealing with both. Once we understand these polar opposites, and we understand there's a fine balance, there's a thread of balance in between them. Spirituality is about being in that balance, in between. So when you have to feel pain, you'll feel pain. When you feel happiness, you'll feel happiness. Spirituality is about gaining that awareness where we can be in that space of that fine line. Where that fine line isn't so fine anymore, when it expands, that's the whole point of the spiritual journey. And yet again, like I said, we see the negatives, we see the positives. Within the positives, there is negatives, and within the negatives, there are positives. They both are interrelated. They both have a relationship with each other. They both depend on each other. So therefore, again, how would you know something is positive without knowing the negative? How would you know what is happiness without sadness? So what we have to understand here, and this is from an Advaita Vedanta standpoint, that everything that we go through, the polar opposites, the modification of everything is the transactional reality. Yes, we know the ultimate reality, but we have to live in the relative or transactional reality as human beings. So again, we respond to life, to people, to relationships in that way. So I hope that is pretty clear, because it's very tough to get my mind around spiritual bypassing, because you just never know when you're doing it, and you realize afterwards that it's happened. The whole point of spirituality is about dealing with life as it is. Dealing with conflict as it is, dealing with pain, suffering as it is, dealing with joy, happiness and bliss as it is. Very simple, but again, very difficult. And there are no quick fixes to our problems. You know, we can't hide behind our problems. We can't hide behind nice spiritual concepts. We can't hide behind meditation. We can't hide behind grace, karma. We have to deal with whatever we're going through at that time, good or bad, happy or sad, right or wrong. So that's what we have to attempt to do and try to do. We have to also remind ourselves that the ego will always look to prolong its life, even if it has to use our spirituality as a weapon. It's like you're having the gun pointed back at yourself when you use spiritual concepts to escape what's really going on. But we have to ensure that we're dealing with things in the right mindset, that we're actually processing things. We're actually processing events. We're processing our emotions. We're processing our thoughts and our intentions instead of escaping them or delaying them or avoiding them. And like I mentioned, that everything is in the here and now. So everything we need to deal with is here and now. The more we are present, the less likely we are going to spiritually bypass. Being present means you have to embrace everything, every single thing. It's not like if you're in the here and now and you're in the present moment, you can say, well, I'm going to avoid negativity, or go away unhappiness, or go away conflict. It's okay, conflict, come through. Oh, ego, you want to come in and play a game? Okay, let's play. It's when you're in control. But this only happens when we're able to be in the present moment, be in the here and now, then we can fix things. Take responsibility of your spirituality and embrace the reality as it is. And no matter how tough it is, just see it as it is. We have to understand that we're all very complex and we've all gone through different situations. Another thing I want to mention in regards to institutional discrimination of any kind. As spiritual beings, we are not allowed to say, everything is fine as it is, while there's income inequality, while there's climate change, while there's institutional racism, sexism still occurs, the lack of LGBTQ rights, those things have to be addressed. And as spiritual beings, if we do not, okay, if something happens that is not right, we have to pick up our voices and speak about it. Hiding behind, everything's going to be okay, is not good. Or this is a political problem, it's not a spiritual problem. Spiritual people of all kinds have always raised their voices at the right time. And I give you one perfect example. Thich Nhat Hanh, who is a Vietnamese monk, he helped Martin Luther King during the civil rights movement. He's a monk and he spoke up against the oppressed at the time. When we have to protest against something, spiritual people can and they should. Because The oppression of even one single person is still the oppression of the whole of humanity. If we really want to be free and yet see other people enslaved and are okay with it, then that's not right either. We are there to ensure that, yes, we are free, but we also want others to be free. There is that type of life as well. We know that people in the transactional reality have to make their life better. So this is really important for me, and I wanted to address this because there will be times when we as a society are challenged and we will get angry and we deal with the anger through rightful action. There's an Indian mystic named Kabirji. He was against the caste system. Same with Guru Nanak Devji. He was against the caste system. He spoke against it. Yes, there was anger at the oppressed, but through rightful action, they dealt with it. They led a movement which allowed people to stop following that system. So we have to understand that the caste system today is basically the race system, the gender system, the LGBTQ system. These are the same things, but just with a different cover, you could say. But it's the same problem and requires the same solution, that we embrace everyone wholeheartedly. We look to better society, because a better society means people can be more conducive to the spiritual experience of life. How can anyone who is going through racism or any type of discrimination deal with their spiritual journey if they're feeling oppressed, if they're feeling pain, if they're feeling suffering? Because on a day-to-day level, they're facing violence, harm at all corners. And this is why we have to always take a stand in the right way. This is something I really believe in, and I want to allow us to think about what the best thing to do is. Yeah, just recapping, you know, no matter how tough reality is, that we deal with it and we deal with it effectively. If we feel anger in a situation, we feel anger, but we go through rightful action, through a calm approach and a loving approach and one of compassion and empathy. If we feel happiness in a situation, we feel happy, but we know that everything shall pass. So we go with that balanced approach, that harmonious approach. And again, the most important thing, and the practical tip I will offer here, is get a mentor that can help you be in the here and now, that will allow you to be in reality as it is, who will be with you no matter what the reality is, who will guide you through that journey, not someone that will tell you to spiritual bypass. And sometimes those people do mean good. They don't mean any ill. But it's not conducive to real spiritual growth. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bearded Mystic Podcast. Please do remember to follow or subscribe to this channel, and do leave a review for this podcast. I'd really appreciate knowing what you think. You can follow me on social media, and I will leave the links below to each of those accounts. I do share small clips on there that you can share with friends and family. And if you feel that anyone in your friends and family circle would love this podcast, do share it with them. Do remember, a new episode is uploaded every Sunday and Thursday. Until next time, take care. See you again soon. Bye.